Welcome back to the Hellbound Podcast, hosted by myself, Alex Blackburn, and this week I'm joined by my amazing wife, Vicky.
Hello!
How are you doing this week, Vic?
I'm fine, how are you?
This is the most formal that Vic and I ever are. Normally we're having a heated discussion about decking or planning permission or something like that.
Or the dog.
Or the dog, who's actually quite quiet.
Shh, don't wake the beast.
Don't wake the beast. The beast of Bodmin Moor.
She's properly been a beast today.
Yeah, absolutely. So this week we are going to review the film Prey.
Yes.
And this is the first Predator film that you've seen, is that right?
It is, but before we go into all this, are we allowed to say that it's your birthday this week?
So, yeah, I'm turning 40 this
Hey!
Week.
Hey, Pembloyd Happy City. Pembloyd Happy City. It's Welsh, you know.
I know, that's amazing. And, yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. Well, that was a pleasant
it.
Surprise.
It's done now.
It's done. Yeah, you're done. You're 40, you're done.
Why?
I didn't mean you. I meant mate. I meant me. So yeah, we're just kind of having a relaxing episode, just talking about the film Prey.
Yes.
I think we both really, really enjoyed this one. And when I pressed play for Prey, pray for play, whatever, on Disney Plus in the UK, because Hulu's not a channel in the UK. It's a Star in the UK, which is on Disney Plus. So that's all the Fox content. So Prey was on there, and it got released a few days ago, and we decided to watch it. And as soon as I started to press play, Vic said to me, I've not seen Predator. And then it went quiet, because as a huge movie fan, horror aficionado...
You were horrified.
I was horrified.
Pardon the burn.
My wife had never seen the Predator, the original.
I think I probably had. I was either just very intoxicated or just really, really tired.
Oh, right, okay. That's for a different podcast. But yeah, this is Vicky's first Predator movie. And what did you think of Prey?
It was really good. It was good. Look, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
The acting was good. Yeah, it was really good. Enjoyed it.
Is that all you got to say about it?
Yeah, should we end it now? That's it.
I thought the acting
was great. I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah, it's the main star.
I don't know how old she is.
Amber Midthunder, I think that's what she's called. Yeah, Amber Midthunder is a native New Mexican actress. She's born in 1997. I'd never seen anything else before, but I thought she was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, she held her own. It was really good. I was a little bit surprised that it was in English. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's in English. It's not a spoiler. There is a Comanche dubbed version, I think, on Disney. That's a fair.
Could they have done it in Comanche and then dubbed English or subtitled? Because it's not that much dialogue.
Yeah, me personally, I think what I would have done, but obviously it's an accessibility thing. Sadly. They should have done what Mel Gibson did with Passion of the Christ and actually did it in the language and put English subtitles. That's what... It would have even given it more legitimacy, the setting and everything, instead of them having, perfect white teeth and...
And everyone was speaking English, so, yes, that there was some French people. I don't know.
Yeah, there would be like colonialists.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say that? But there were, so there was moments where the characters speak, is it Comanche? I hope I'm getting that right. Which kind of jarred with me. I'd have said stick with English or...
Or your own language, the language that they would have been speaking at that time with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Because communication between them would have been quite difficult, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'd say so. But yeah, I think there's a lot to like in this film, and it was a big surprise. Before we get into the details of Prey, it was a big surprise that You made the comment that you hadn't seen Predator, the 1987 classic by John McTiernan and starring the amazing Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's really interesting to watch this film with someone that hasn't really seen the other Predator films.
It's nothing really like the other Predator films.
No, because we watched that last night, actually.
Yeah,
and what did you think of that one, the original?
Arnie was great.
Yeah, Arnie's superb.
He looks really good in it. Admittedly, his muscles are probably too big. But he looks good. He's acting, if you know what I mean.
His performance in Predator, Arnie, is superb. But yeah, Prey, directed by Dan Trachtenberg, tells the an origin story of the Predator in the world of the Comanche Nation 300 years ago. Naru, the lead character, a skilled female warrior, fights to protect her tribe against one of the most, or the first highly evolved predators to land on Earth. Now, it's interesting point this, because it ties into the second film directly. I won't spoil it, but it does tie directly it ties into the series of films pretty directly.
The color palette was amazing. Like, I really enjoyed the scenery, you know, the animals. It was shot well.
Yeah, I could have actually done with another half an hour, I think, because it's quite compelling watching. When you've got someone like, say, Sigourney Weaver in Alien, or someone like Amber in this film, it's great just to be watching them, because it's not about, oh, it's a female lead and they're just doing this for popularity points. She's just a great character.
Yeah.
And that's how you put great female characters out there. You just have great characters, and it doesn't matter whether they're female or male.
There were points, sorry, when we were talking about this earlier, it was just, you know, her age. Like, that didn't even really occur to me while I was watching it. Yes, it's a part of the narrative, but to carry off a lead role,
yeah,
at that age, and it's quite a physically demanding role as well, and she really did it well. And
yeah,
I want an axe with a string on it.
I'm sure we can arrange that. We've got a few axes outside somewhere. That's only because we've been working on a house. But yeah, I think it's a superb, superb film. Dan Trachtenberg from, he actually was a YouTuber a good few years ago. He had a whole series of like geekery, nerdy, game playing, movie review show called, I think it was TRS, with a couple of other guys. But Dan Trachtenberg directed this, and his first film was 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Did he write this then as well?
No, we have Patrick Aysen, Dan Trachtenberg wrote the story, and the characters are based on the original, from the original film. So no, he didn't write the film directly, but he directed it, and I think he did an amazing job. And this was directed during COVID as well. That's the actor. I don't know why I'm pointing at the screen, but okay. We're looking at IMDb highlights, and we got an amazing actor that played the Predator. The Predator itself is definitely the best beast since the original film, because there's been lots of Predators in the Alien versus Predator movies, like things like that. But the performance is almost as good as Kevin Peter Hall's, who's the performer who performed the original Predator in Predator 1 and 2. But I'm going to find the actor.
I suppose you forget, really, it is a performance in itself, isn't it? Yes, there's lots of makeup and effects and all that, but actors are playing off that actor when they're actually filming. So yeah, they have absolutely to give each other something, don't they, in those scenes?
So the performance by Dane DeLeagro as the Predator was absolutely superb, and I would say pretty much on par with Kevin Peter Hall, the late great Kevin Peter Hall, who played the Predator in Predator 1 and 2. So his performance is like really muscular, really strong, and he believed that that beast didn't just like have like a heavy prosthetic head. It was like ready to kill. So I was really quite impressed by that.
What do you think about the weapons?
I think the weapons are great. It's nice to see, because normally we see the shoulder cannon and, you know, the spear. There was kind of tweaks to the design of the Predator's weaponry.
Like the infrared arrows and things like that.
Yeah, the arrows. Well, the good thing is, because this is set 300 years before the original film, or 300 years or so for the original, it's an earlier version of those weapons. So those spears, you get the three red dots, the LEDs.
But not as impactful as the ones in the first film.
Yeah, so it's like that. It's a projectile rather than like a railgun kind of thing. So you'll see the real development of the weaponry. So this is kind of earlier version of Predator tech, which is really nice to see. And the helmet itself, I won't go into too much spoiler territory, but it's kind of a bony, almost like part of him, which was really interesting. Almost like a different monster's or a different an earlier kill's skull,
yeah.
And that's how I felt. And the actual head of the Predator itself is the jaw's wider. It looks different, but you can almost say it's an evolution or previous version of the Predator.
Yeah.
Because from one onwards, their facial structure and their mandibles look very, very similar.
Right.
So yeah, it's nice to see almost like an earlier version of that beast.
They were like chalk and cheese, the two films. Like, one of them was a lot more, dare I say it, like quieter. It was elegant, if you know what I mean. Like, the way that they were like fighting was more elegant, whereas the Arnie one was like, oh, guns blazing.
Well, that's to do with the tech as well, though,
and the time.
It? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but yeah, I thought Prey by Dan Trachtenberg, which is on Disney Plus in the UK and Hulu, I think, the rest of the world. I would absolutely highly recommend it. And when Michael's back from his acting jaunts, we'll be talking about Prey again, I'm sure. Because I posted on Facebook a little bit of a poll about, I'm really kind of honest, and if you play poker against me, you'd always probably win. And guess what I'm kind of going after? But I put out that Prey's the third best Predator movie. And there's quite a few comments people were sending me about, no, it's the second best, or it's possibly even better than the original. No, it's just not better than the original. The original with Arnie and the trepidation and the beauty of the first one is you got an elite tactical force that are hard-ass war fighters. They're amazing at what they do, and they're coming up against something they don't understand, they can't anticipate, and it just takes them apart.
They're all very big characters as well, so they're coming against this really random, massive character, and it's quite jaunting and like jarring for them.
Yeah, to exactly.
Be defeated.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's great about that first film.
I said that I wanted the axe with the string on it.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a great weapon. Awesome, awesome, Native American weapon.
What would you go for?
Seeing as though we're doing archery tomorrow, I'd go through a bow and arrow, but a bow and arrow against the Predator is kind of useless. So I really like the spear that extends that the Predator's weapon. That's what I'd love to have.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but that's a feature of Predator 2 as well. And
that he can control it outside of himself, though, as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, because when she's got hold of the spear at one point, it goes...
Contracts
and goes smaller. it were misses, but yeah, it's I think the spear the Predator's got is awesome, absolutely awesome. Yeah,
so did it come out in cinemas or not?
No, absolutely not. No. Which is a bit stupid, really. I think that would have done pretty well in a cinema.
See, the year that 10 Cloverfield Lane came out, that was one of my favorites of that year. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was directed by the same.
He tells a good story.
Yeah, Dan Trachtenberg does tell a good story, and it's, you know, fits within that kind of genre of horror and everything. So,
but keeps you interested. Like, sometimes I do find with certain films, especially horror, like they kind of go off on their own little tangent, and you're like, just keep me along with the story. I want to be interested in this.
Because you made a good point. It was yesterday about it just felt like a great movie that was about this, you know, Native, is it right to say Native American girl? This Native American girl who's trying to prove herself, trying to be a hunter, and she's not being allowed to. I loved that story, that story on its own. Like, you almost didn't need the Predator. I'd have enjoyed the movie as is, because she had her doggy companion,
yeah.
Which is a beautiful dog in the film. But yeah, I think the film as a feature film was superb. And I'd have loved to have seen that in the cinema.
When we started watching it, I didn't think it was going to be horror, because obviously you're a massive horror person. It's all about horror.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Because I didn't tell you anything about it. So this is the little sly thing I did was, we pick a movie pretty much every day. We sometimes take it in turns. But because I said, I've got this film to, you know, for us to watch. Oh, what's it called? It's Prey. And I just pressed play. And Vicky knew very little, if not anything, about it.
I don't know anything about it.
And I just stuck it on, and I was like, I can't wait for Vic to see the science fiction part of this.
It was really good.
Yeah, it's a superb movie. Small movie, but it's on it's on Disney Plus and Hulu in the US and everywhere else. But yeah, we highly recommend Prey.
it's all about horror for you at the moment. Tell us why.
I've kind of created a rod for my own back, and we're going into the festival season again of Hellbound 2, Return of the Horror Festival. So this will probably be my last festival because it's an incredible amount of work. I love meeting horror filmmakers, meeting people behind the scenes, you know, legends of the genre, like Alex Proyas and Joe Owls, production designer of Jaws. But it's just a lot of work, and I've got a few irons in the fire to create short films myself in October. Yes. And it's just going to prove too difficult, I'd say, next year. Obviously, this is the second horror festival in 3 years. I'm not going to say it's impossible to come back in, say, 5 years' time, but I think it's run its course in terms of my, because it's just a time thing, because it's just a one-man band. I've got Michael Chan that helps me. My amazing wife is a producer now for the festival, and it's just incredible, my work. But we're going to have a great festival this year, but it's the last one. It's absolutely the last one, and if you hear this, it's the only place I'm going to mention that.
Externally, I say, oh, but internally, I'm like, I'm.
You get me back in your life, yeah.
That's nice. I miss you sometimes.
sometimes. So, is there anything you think the filmmakers or submitters would like to know, or what do you think they would ask?
Or in general?
No, not about me.
So, tell us a bit more about the festival. So, how many minutes?
So the submissions can be between 1 and 15 minutes.
Wow. That's a big window.
If there's credits that go over 15 minutes, I can be flexible with that. But it's all submitted through filmfreeway.com, and check us out on there. And then there's obviously the Hellbound Horror Festival website. And if you want to contact me or I was going to say anyone else in the team, but that's not true. It's just me. It's alex@hellboundhorrorfestival.com for the email, and @hellboundhorrorfestival on Instagram. And Hellbound Fest on Twitter.
To be honest, people need to let each other know, to let people know about it, because I'm sure there's loads of creatives out there that are looking for a platform to submit their works, and they'd never even considered doing this before. A lot of people do things for fun, don't they?
Yeah.
Especially illustrators or animators. You know, a lot of people do it on their own private platforms just for their own audience, and didn't really consider submitting something. So, you know, if you know somebody, that's obviously a way to get.
I'll tell you, if I was submitting to this festival, I'd be kind of like, oh, I don't want anyone else to know, because I want to win. I want to win this festival. Okay. But I've asked, you know, if there's anyone listening from the, anyone that submitted a film to the festival already or thinking about doing so, please spread the word, because we are a very small festival in our second year and probably final year. We want this to be amazing. We want to showcase
all inclusive
from all walks of life and from all over the world. We've had submissions already from Argentina, US, Canada, Australia, South Africa. So we're getting films from all over the world, and just be, you know, you want to be part of that. You could be a guest on the show as well.
Yeah, it's quite a big genre as well, isn't it? There's loads of different categories that within horror that you can explore.
Absolutely. There's, you know, horror of the mind or body horror, or it doesn't have to be all good and, you know, gore and blood and gore, sorry. It doesn't have to be that, you know, the typical staple of a horror film. It can be psychological horror. Like Silence of the Lambs, and that has elements of gore in that are really intense for only a few split seconds, like when he's attacking some of the guards, when he's in that, you know, that it's in the ballroom in the cage.
Yeah.
When he's wearing someone else's face. But yeah, there's all manner of horror, and we welcome experimental horror films as long as it's horror, and it's not just like some sort of straight drama with no horror elements. Then you'll be able to submit your film, and
so
it's open now, and it goes through, once you submit your film, we'll go through the process of making sure you've adhered to the rules, which are on Film Freeway and on the website, on the official website. So And then we'll see whether it gets picked or not, because not all films make it, whether it's offensive, like really offensive, and whether it, you know, if you don't adhere to the rules, then, you know, it's, your film's not going to get through and it won't be officially selected for the rest of the festival down the line. And we try and shout about all, every filmmaker we get, we interact with on social media, mainly on Instagram, because it's kind of so easy to kind of go back and forth rather than just emails all the time. So we try and interact and have a great community, really.
Yeah.
So do you think there's anything else the filmmakers would like to know?
So the dates, maybe?
It's open on the 1st of August, which is a good few days ago. And then the submissions close on the 1st of October. And we have a special event on YouTube on the 29th of October. And that's going to have the top nominated films, kind of like the Oscars. And we're going to have possible guest judges. Now, the first festival we had amazing guest judges. And obviously, because we're coming out of COVID, it's just a lot more difficult to get those judges, or judges of the same ilk. So we'll try our very best to get judges again. If not, it'll be picked within a trusted group of people that are horror fans and horror filmmakers that I personally know, which was a good crop of people, where we'll screen the films and we'll pick nominees, and then we'll pre-pick winners. And we'll try and, you know, include highlights from everyone's film, but we want to make sure we do it fairly, where we're not just using your footage to promote ourselves. We're kind of showcasing everyone's work, really. Yeah, so we've created laurels. So if you've submitted and it's been accepted, you will receive a unique horror laurel, which has been designed by a friend of mine in Indonesia. So yeah, that'll be sent out to you, and then you can use that on your artwork anywhere you like.
CV. Good for your CV.
That's something you'd definitely say in the UK. Good for your CV, yeah. Great work experience.
Yeah, artwork is great.
But yeah, cheers, baby. Cheers, baby. It seems so weird, doesn't it, talking like this? But yeah, it's the horror artwork is, I'm quite proud of it. There's a lot of work in it. It was a commissioned piece of work on Fiverr, Fiverr.com. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun being the founder and the director of the festival and creating everything for it, the social media posts and everything. It is really satisfying to talk to filmmakers and be involved with them directly and speaking to them with interviews. And we're doing that on the Hellbound platform, the Hellbound podcast, interviewing filmmakers from yesterday's festival. We've already done that with Cindy Stenberg, who submitted two films. She's from Sweden. She's a super talented filmmaker. But we want more people on board, and it's been a lot of fun. It's definitely coming to a close at the end of October, and this will be the last festival, or in this guise, it'll be things will mature, and there'll be something next year or the year after, but it won't be a festival. It'll be something else, new platform to promote filmmakers generally. But yeah, there'll be something new, but because the sheer amount of work, it'll be something, it's just going to develop into something else.
It's so nice to see, like, from somebody that's not in this industry, it's really nice to see how supportive you are, how you like to give a platform, you like to hear other people's points of view and where they've come from, their ideas. Like, you really are very good. You're doing God's work, are you?
Yeah, of course I'm doing God's work. I'll cut that other bit out. But yeah, if you like this, it certainly is. Okay.
The devil.
Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode talking about Prey, and thanks, Vic, for asking me some questions about the Hellbound Festival.
I'm very proud of you. Well done.
Oh, thank you, dear. So if you'd like to follow us, check us out at Hellbound Horror Festival on Instagram, and for this podcast, which I'm hosting, it's at the Hellbound Podcast on Instagram, and we're also on Facebook too, at the Hellbound Horror Festival. So please check us out. If you have any questions, DM us on Instagram and we'll get back to you. And if you get an email from myself about featuring on the Hellbound Podcast as a guest for submitting your film to the festival, I'll be in touch with you very, very soon. So, good night. Good night and God bless.
Good night, everybody. Night, night.
Night, night, everybody. Night, night.